In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration, and it was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord. Peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Being home for the holidays is something that many of us cherish. It's also something we might lament for those of us who can't make it home, or those that we love who are unable to make it home. The Christmas story in Luke's Gospel has caused many of us to have heartwarming connections to it. But when we don't fully romanticize the story, we might be able to appreciate a little bit more of what Luke's gospel is trying to convey to us. The Son of the Father goes the distance by emptying himself and taking on our flesh to be our Emmanuel, God with us, to make God's home with us.
This aspect of the story of Christmas, God making God's home with us, is one in which we find much joy and jubilation in. Our understanding of home is more than just a geographical location. There are some among us that would say home is where the heart is. Yet I believe for Christians, we are saying the God who is love has made a home here with us. And that's part of the joy of Christmas. It's more than just where our heart is. It's where God's heart is. The creator and ruler of the universe coming to us in such a way that we should redefine and reorient how we navigate through life. Certainly the Christmas story is about life. Part of the story is how the lives of Mary and Joseph had to navigate their life amid imperial decrees. The political nature of the Christmas story in Luke makes a distinction between the way of Jesus and the way of the empires of the world. Notice that Caesar appears to be the major cause of movement in Luke's Christmas story. But God has other things in store for us and for the world. There is a contrast here between Caesar and Christ. Augustus ruled from a palace. Jesus is placed in a feeding trough. Earthly choirs and imperial temples praised Augustus, celebrating his birthday. Heavenly choirs praised Jesus at his birth. Augustus was hailed as the source of Pax Romana, the Roman peace. Heaven's choirs praised Jesus as the source of true peace. Augustus was hailed as Savior and Lord. The angel of the Lord announces Jesus as Savior and Lord. Augustus enjoyed the praise of the powerful. Angels announced Jesus' birth to shepherds who were considered lowly and often despised. The light that breaks through on Christmas might jar us at first. It might be unsettling and terrifying. But in that exposure, we know that we do not have to be afraid or ashamed, for God has come to make his home with us. In this home that God makes with us here on earth, the outcasts, those on the margins of society, the nobodies of the world, they're welcomed into God's home. It is the good news of great joy for all people that today a Savior is born. And it is certainly for all people. Not just the privileged and the powerful, or one group or nation. It is good news for all people. It is Jesus that overcomes our sin and brokenness and makes us right with God, and calls us to be in community with one another, to be at home with God, and to be a people that invites others to be at home with our God who dwells with us. The source of peace does not come from the violent force of a ruler. It's found in the humble one who comes to us as a child, a baby. Evil and death is not defeated by the violence of nations, but by the love poured out for us on the cross. Even when our dark and broken world tries to reject God, who makes God's home with us, grace, mercy, forgiveness, and love overcome all that. As Martin Luther preached on Luke's Christmas story, he condemns the conditions that the Holy Family had to deal with. He says, "See, this is the first picture with which Christ puts the world to shame and exposes all it does and knows. It shows that the world's greatest wisdom is foolishness, her best actions are wrong, and her greatest treasures are misfortunes." Luther goes on to say that Joseph and Mary had to occupy a stable because there was no room for her in the inn, in the place where the pilgrim guests generally lodged. All the guests were cared for, with room, food, and bed, except these poor people who had to creep into a stable where it was customary to house cattle. Luther points out that the word for guest room in Luke chapter 2 also appears in Luke chapter 22, verse 11. Where Jesus sends the disciples to prepare the supper. Jesus said, "And say to the owner of the house, the teacher asked you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?" It is there where that meal, the Lord's Supper, the sacrament of Holy Communion, was instituted. God has come to make God's home with us. And God continues to be present with us when God invites and welcomes us to gather into community, to hear the word, and to receive him in the Holy Supper, the bread of heaven, and the cup of salvation, the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are all guilty of not making room for God, regardless of how faithful we might be. We all push God to the margins of our lives at times. But the good news is that the faithfulness of God continues to seek us out. The faithfulness of Christ does not give up on us. From manger to cross to empty tomb, we rejoice in a God that brings to the world salvation through love. In this good news of great joy for all people, may the story of Christmas continue to transform us, that we may continue to see home as more than just a geographical location, but where we see God dwelling with us in our lives and in the world. God's kingdom is not of this world, and we are invited to follow the way of Jesus and live under his rule, which is a rule of love that tears down the walls of division and is truly the way of peace, that sees our neighbor as family, and how the love that we share can be spaces in which others might feel at home with God. Today we celebrate the Christ that has come to us. Today we celebrate the Christ that is with us. And whenever we or someone finds liberation, joy, freedom, and salvation, when the love of Jesus is shared, God is saying to each and every one of us, "Welcome home." May we rejoice in this good news and welcome others into God's eternal home of grace and love. Thanks be to God. Merry Christmas.